Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, I have a special guest, and this guy's been investing in real estate for a very, very long time. As a matter of fact, he bought his first piece of investment property all the way back in 1987. You heard me correctly, all the way back in 1987. In 2010, he reached a milestone in his life. In 2010, he reached what we call retirement. Now, retirement, as we define it, is when you have enough passive income coming in from all of your investments, and you're able to live off of that income. In other words, that income covers your household expenses. Once you get to that point in your life, something else amazing happens. It's called control. You actually put yourself in a position where you're in control of your life again because you have the freedom to tell your boss, I don't want to do this anymore. It is a huge game changer. So here's the interesting thing about Mike's story. He retired himself. He was living a pretty good lifestyle, I believe. But in 2015, he did something that just might shock you. He checked out Lifestyles Unlimited. He came out and listened to what we had to say. And amazingly, we said something that certainly introduced Mike to a different phase of investing. And Mike took notice. Mike became a member. Mike received all the education. Mike went to work, restructuring his portfolio. And today, Mike is living a much better life than the good life he was living in 2010. So what we're going to do today is we're going to bring Mike onto the show, and we're going to find out just why he did all this stuff. Because I know what you're thinking. You're thinking it's counterintuitive. But I will tell you this. Mike is a very intelligent man, and when he understands that there's a better way to do something, he goes for it. So, Mike, welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
Hey, Al. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
So I got to lead off with the question, Mike. Why? Why in 2015, after achieving retirement, do you come to an organization like Lifestyles Unlimited and become a member? What's in it for you?
Yeah, so it was very interesting. Like you indicated, I've been doing this for quite a long time. I've had single families, duplexes, and really just, I thought, very successful many years. And luckily, I was able to retire myself at age 45, which is it's not everybody can do, but it worked out really well with real estate. And I had the pleasure, I was in sales, so I was traveling a lot. Always had the pleasure of listening to Dell on the radio, and I kind of, my mentality was always, hey, best product, best price. And I kind of followed that philosophy, knew it, lived it, and kind of abided by it. And then back in 2015, a buddy of mine came to me and said, hey, I'm going to this thing, a two-day called Lifestyles. And, hey, you want to go? Oh, man, I know all about that. You bet. Yeah, I'll go. So ended up going, and one of the presenters, David Fisher, as he was going through his presentation, he goes, you're an idiot. You're doing it all wrong. I know my numbers. I know real estate, so I really paid attention. And after that two-day, just listening and going through that presentation with David, I realized he's right. I was doing it wrong, so instantly I joined, and it's history ever since.
Yeah, David has a way of just telling you what you need to hear, not necessarily what you want to hear, doesn't he?
You know, here I'm saying, oh, you know, I thought he should have said, Mike, you're doing a great job. You're retired. You're very successful. Good job. Pat on the head. Now go. No, that's not what I got. I didn't get that.
But that's what you needed to hear, right?
Yeah, I definitely needed to hear that, and I took it to heart, and I joined immediately and started jumping because I'm thirsty for education. I know the business, but here's a whole new thing and a whole bunch more education that I can get, and I jumped right in and just started soaking it up.
So what was it about the two-day information that just made your eyes pop wide open and go, I've been totally missing out on this opportunity?
Yeah, you know, the one thing, I've done single families for years, and I can do that with my eyes closed. I get that. That's easy. Boom, boom, put that in the past. But what really opened my eyes was multifamily. Multifamily, and I had always been intrigued with multifamily, and because of my success with single family, I had always looked at multifamily and put in offers on multifamily and stuff like that. And thank God I didn't ever get awarded any of those assets because I probably would have failed. Pretty certain I would have failed. But just getting in, and that was my aha moment with the two-day multifamily, looking at the numbers that David was presenting, and I was intrigued. And like I said, as soon as I signed up, I started doing the education and really went into that full force.
Yeah, I think I had the same epiphany you did. You know, when they start talking about the different ways real estate is valued, you know, and, yep. And you and I were super familiar with single family. You know, you agree on a price, you go get an appraiser that comes out and either qualifies your price or creates a problem for you and everything's good to go. But in multifamily, you have the ability to, I'll use the word manipulate, but I mean it in a good way, because you can actually change the value of that property. And once you figure out that you're able to do that, holy smokes. Yeah, your eyes wide open, right? Okay, we're getting ready to go to break, Mike. When we come back from the break, we're going to get into Mike's story.
Challenge is that you don't believe you can be rich, is that you don't believe you can retire within 5 years. That's half of your challenge. And until you can come up with that belief system, until you can reconcile that in your mind, you won't be willing to take the steps necessary to get there. So you need to get in here and meet some people.
Join us for the next free workshop and meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited that will share Del Walmsley's belief system and empower you to take the steps you need to be successful. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Are there any good real estate deals left?
I'm still currently investing in real estate. In fact, I closed a deal just yesterday. Got another one closing tomorrow. So I'm buying real estate deals out there, guys. I'm out there doing it right now. So if you think that there's no good deals out there, think again. There are deals out there. You just have to be out there looking hard and working hard and working through the process to get to the ones that work.
Join Lifestyles Unlimited's free workshop and discover the process that works. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. All right, if you're just joining me, I have Mike on the show with me today. We're getting into Mike's story. Now, Mike is a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. He joined back in 2015, and unlike most people that come to Lifestyles Unlimited, Mike had already achieved retirement status. In other words, Mike had been investing in real estate assets for the majority of his life, and he was doing pretty well in the single family space. He was doing well enough, and he acquired enough assets that he achieved retirement. He got to that point where the passive income was exceeding his monthly obligations, and Mike, what did that feel like when you achieved that?
It's pretty good.
It's a good feeling?
Nothing is better than not having to work for somebody else and being self-sufficient and, you know, really just creating your own life. You know, there's nothing nothing better than that, in my opinion.
How did you exit corporate America? I mean, did you like wake up one day and go, dude, I've done it, and then call your boss and say, I won't be in for the rest of my life? Or did you stay around for a while? How did you transition away from corporate America?
Yeah, you know, it was, I wish I had a great story like that, but no, it was kind of like I was in the semiconductor industry, high-tech industry, and I traveled a lot. And this really happened in 08, 09, when the economy pulled back. The company that I worked for was a Japanese company, and it was getting tough. So at my level, they were offering packages. And I just jumped on one of the packages and said, look, I'm financially free anyhow. I'll take the package and I'm done. And it was easy transition, move on. So help them out, help me out. Let's just move on down the road. And boy, the problem was I was 45, and being able to retire at 45, the biggest problem you have is nobody can come out and play.
Yeah,
go play golf, and I went out and bought a Harley. I rode the country and got bored to death. I'm sorry to say, I got bored to death. So that's why I got back into real estate and got into lifestyles, and been great ever since.
You know, I think it's pretty interesting that you said you were bored in retirement. You know, most people don't understand that when you get that 40 plus hours a week back in your life, it's kind of hard to fill all the white spaces. I mean, you know, you can only ride the Harley so far before your butt hurts. You can only watch so much junk on TV. You can only listen to so much news before you want to throw the TV out the window. So it sounds like to me, the way you resolved that was just staying focused on what you enjoy doing.
Yeah, and benefit is this organization allowed me to do that because not only was I successful in a single family, it allowed me, with the education that I got through the group, to get into multifamily, which is something I really wanted to do. I was a broker as well, so I've been doing this a long time. I was a broker, so I had the education, but it was nothing what I was expecting, because I could throw all the years away and throw that broker's license away with the amount of education that Lifestyles has. So I went through the entire education program, and it really opened my eyes about multifamily. So that's where I focused.
Now, did you have the capital available to jump right into multifamily, or did you need to divest yourself of some of those single-family assets in order to make the transition?
Yeah, it was a little bit of both. So my first multifamily asset that I bought, it was $8.1 million. And what I did is I had a whole bunch of houses. So the benefit is, hey, you can get your money out of single-family pretty quick. So I sold off a couple single-family houses. That allowed me to get right into the apartment complexes, the multifamily. So, yes, I divested a couple of them, partnered up with several people, and we were able to buy that asset pretty quick.
How did you handle the tax liability on those houses? I mean, I'm guessing Uncle Sam probably wanted to take a big chunk of that profit away from you.
Yeah, Uncle Sam likes money, but we don't like giving it to him. There's the benefit of depreciation. So once we got into this multifamily, we did cost segregation, and we haven't paid taxes for years because hey, above the law, you know, we're doing what the IRS says we can do, and we're able to just push that tax burden down the road. So we sold the houses, and because I'm considered a professional real estate person, I'm allowed to take all the negative and all the positive and combine it. So with that $8.1 million asset depreciating and cost seg, we were able to accelerate depreciation and pay taxes. We'll do that somewhere down the road.
Now, you mentioned you're a real estate professional. So, I mean, do you have to take a test to get that certification, or how do you magically become a real estate professional? What do you have to do to prove to the IRS that you're actually that kind of person.
So really, in regards to the IRS designation, if you have a W-2 job, you're not going to get that designation. So really, how the IRS criteria is if you put 750 hours per year into the real estate business, now it could be anything. It doesn't have to be you're buying and selling properties. It can be a whole litany of things. So 750 hours, and you're considered a real estate professional under the IRS laws. That was easy for me because I have, my life is really real estate. I have properties that I'm dealing with. I have tenants that I'm dealing with. I have a management company that I'm dealing with. So that was easy for me. And a lot of people take that designation, and it's a huge benefit.
You know, I think we also need to point out to people that we actually do pay a lot of taxes. I mean, I'm guessing the property taxes on the four different apartment communities that you own right now, they're probably reasonably millions. Significant.
Millions. It's not only that. It's in the taxes that I'm indicating are income taxes because we don't take a salary, stuff like that, but we pay our staff, we pay their taxes, we pay a huge amount of property taxes. It's definitely seven figures. So we don't escape taxes that we can't. We take the benefits of the ones that we can.
Yeah, taxes are an expense of operating the business, so you have to factor those taxes into your pro forma, and then you have to operate correctly. And I'm guessing you probably protest
every one of them every year.
Good man, good man. When we come back from the break, we're going to get into the nitty-gritty. Stick around.
Dell Wamsley's Real Estate Investing Worst Case Scenario.
Let's say the Democrats took away all tax deductions away from real estate like Ronald Reagan did in 1986. In 1986, we had stock market crash, a real estate value crash. The world came to an end for 3 months. Why? Because he took the value away from owning real estate for people who used it as a tax break. People like myself, who got started at 87, go, you know, you can really buy this stuff cheap right now. In fact, I can buy it so cheap, I can rent it and make a 20% return. Cap rates were 20%. I buy a building, and I made 20% of my money without leverage. If I put leverage on it, I made 30 or 40% return. Ungodly returns. Right now, you can earn less than 1% on a savings account. So do you think I hope that happens again? Yes, I do. In 2008, when the world crashed and cratered, I bought real estate 50 cents on the dollar. I said, well, what happened to the stuff you already owned? I kept it. It stayed full. We rented it. We made money.
Don't let the fear of losing money hold you back from making money. Join us for the next live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Warning. Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. All right, so I promised you we were going to get into the nitty-gritty with Mike, and we're going there right now. So, Mike, when you made the decision to go after multifamily, what was the initial strategy? I mean, were you looking for a certain type of property? Were you looking for a property to give you certain returns? What was it you were looking for and why?
So with regards to what I started looking for initially, obviously in Lifestyles, in the organization, if you're a lead syndicator, you have to have skin in the game. Which is great as a passive investor because you want that individual to have a lot of skin in the game. It keeps them focused. So what I was looking for is something that would fit my box that was big enough for me to put out there and allow me to grow my business. So my first target in my box was a property that was 1980s. Newer and 100 units or larger. And what that means is, one, it doesn't have stab locks. Well, it could still have stab locks, breaker boxes, aluminum, stuff like that. And then older plumbing. Older plumbing sometimes is a problem. And I didn't want to get into all those issues. And then going back to the size at kind of an industry standard, 100 units allows you to have one in, one out. And what that means is one manager inside, one leasing person who does all the work, and then one maintenance guy who takes care of the property. And that was kind of my first focus. So it took a while to find it, but I was able to find one here in DFW.
Now, what kind of deal was it? I mean, it was obviously a little bit newer, but it wasn't that new. Did this thing, I mean, would you classify it as a yield play? Would you classify it as a value play or something in between?
Yeah, it's definitely in between. It was more what we consider a hybrid. It's not a yield play and it's not a value play. It's kind of right in the middle. It was built in 1980. It was just under 100 units. And the person I bought it from, he bought it, fixed up the exterior, did a lot of work on the exterior, and did a few of the interiors to prove out the concept, to prove out the rents. And then what we did is we bought it from him and finished out the exteriors and then started focusing on increasing rents and increasing rehab on the interiors. And that was kind of our focus when we put our CapEx package together. That was kind of where we wanted to go with this asset. And it worked out really well. So we really focused on the interiors. We were focusing on hard surfaces, granite and quartz and stuff like that. And we were really able to increase the rents about $100, $125 per unit because of those upgrades. And it worked out real well. But then we find out that the rents were increasing. So we ended up stopping doing the hard surfaces. And we were still able to get the rents. So that allowed us to really push out our CapEx a little bit further and still get the returns that we were looking for. So good asset. I mean, we've had it actually after this show. We're selling it.
It's
been just about 4 years, and I'm going to the title company or the attorneys after this. We're selling it, and I think everybody should be happy. We should be able to net around 115-120% returns.
Okay, so let's break that return down to the audience. So if I gave you $100,000 to be a part of that deal, now I'm not in any of Mike's deals, sadly.
Correct.
But if I gave you $100,000, what would you be returning to me once this thing closes escrow?
So you would definitely get your initial money back, your initial capital of $100,000. In addition, with distributions and with the sale, you will be getting an additional $115,000 back.
So what you're telling me is that you effectively doubled my money in 4 years.
Correct. Yeah, a little bit more than double.
Yeah, when I was messing around with the stock market, I never doubled my money in 4 years in the stock market. So,
likely. Yep.
Now, is this like a home run? I mean, is this like, you know, one of those things that just you got lucky and you were able to double people's money, or is this kind of like a routine thing?
You know, I'm very conservative because I've been doing this a long time, and I hate to say it, I'm a little bit lazy. So this is kind of right down the middle of the road. I mean, this is nowhere considered some of our home runs. I've seen doubling their money in 18 months. You know, this is kind of middle of the road, something that you can consistently get on a regular basis. Yeah, it's part of the turn. You know, it's not that hard to do the projections, and you know, you go get your education, you do your due diligence, you understand what the market is doing, and then you kind of sometimes your neighboring property has already proven the concept as well. Well, if they're getting $1,000 rent and they have two-tone paint, they have granite, they have this, well, if you do that, you should be able to get it too. Well, a lot of times that works out just fine.
Don't have to reinvent the wheel, huh?
Not at all.
That's good. That is good stuff. Talk to me about managing the property. I mean, did you have to bring on a third-party manager, or did you manage it yourself? What is your strategy for taking care of your residents?
Yeah, so initially, I mean, my whole goal is, I go back to this. I've been in this a long time. I've managed properties for a long time. But this is a little bit different because this is a commercial asset. And because of the size of this asset, and I got a Fannie Mae loan. Because it's a Fannie Mae loan, and I didn't have any experience managing apartment complexes, they wouldn't allow me to take over initially. So I brought in a third-party property management company. They managed it for me for about 6 months, and then I transitioned them out and moved my management company in. So I have my own management company, and we manage all our assets.
How did those guys do for the first 6 months? I mean, were you just happy to see them go, or did they really do a good job for you?
Yeah, they did a great job. If I wouldn't have had my plan, my business strategy, I would have kept them, and they would have been able to continue on with all my assets. But that's not me. I like being in control, and I'm good with the management company and all that. So I knew that was my strategy, and they kind of knew that was my strategy as well. But they did a great job. I mean, they knocked it out of the park. They did exactly what I told them to. They followed instructions really well because we had a capital budget. We needed this done by this period, and here's where we think the rents are going to be. And they did a great job. So they actually exceeded what our original expectations were.
Well, you've got about 578 units that you own right now across four different apartment communities. So how big is your staff? I mean, how many employees do you have?
Oh, what do I have? I think I have 16 people, something like
Wow.
that. Yeah. And it's, you know, the benefit for me is I'm willing to pay for the experience. I have a regional and I have a project manager. So really, those are the day-to-day operations I don't have to deal with. You know, my goal is, hey, let's go get some more assets. So I'd rather build my team.
I love that. I totally love it. As a matter of fact, when we come back from the break, how about we talk about who people should select to be on their team? Are you game for that?
You bet. Let's do it.
All right. Let's do it. We're going to talk about that right after this.
Lifestyles Unlimited members are the best apartment investors in the country.
So for the last 13 years now, since 2007, every single year, one of our members has won the National Apartment Association's Real Estate Investor of the Year. So how hard is that to do? Well, that National Football League, what does that have, 34 teams? There are 44,000 independent real estate investors in this country. And one of our members each year was the best.
Do you want to be one of the best real estate investors in the country? Do you want to play with the same game plans and be coached by the same captains and team leaders? Then join our team. Register for the next live online free workshop. Once you join us, you'll have the backing you need to win every time. Remember, real estate is a team sport. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedFreeWorkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. So Mike and I were chatting at the break, and I was just kind of asking him, you know, what he's going to do with the family a little later on in the year after we all go to Expo in 2 weeks. And he said he's going to take everyone to Disney World, and he's going to play a little golf. And I asked him about, have you ever seen alligators on the golf course down there in Disney World?
Yes, several times. Played a lot of golf down there, and there's alligators all over the place chasing your balls when they're going down the fairway.
Nice. Yeah. I mean, do you let them play through, or how do you deal with an alligator on the course?
You know what? I don't even worry about picking up my ball. I just keep on going.
Just let them have it, huh?
Let them have it.
Yeah. Okay. Now, do you have to take a penalty stroke?
Yeah. You know, I'll give myself saying that's I'll take the penalty and move on.
Okay. All right. This is good. No, this is what people that are essentially retired wind up talking about, because you can only talk so much real estate, right?
Yeah, you can, but there's always something interesting in real estate for sure. You know, you name it, we've talked about it.
That's true. Well, you and I both know that having a powerful team built around you is so important for your individual success. Who do you put on your team?
So when I first joined Lifestyles, I knew what I knew about single family, but I didn't know anything about multifamily. So there is a huge team in Lifestyles that helps you step by step on your learning and experience and everything like that. There are operations group. This is kind of my team when I first started with the multifamily. We have operations groups, team leaders, as well as mentors. I really leaned on my mentors quite a bit. When I'm out looking for properties with the realtors, there's another part of my team. There are realtors within Lifestyles as well who help you find and underwrite and evaluate these assets. And then you meet with the mentors, and they really fine-tune things. So they really give you a whole different perspective of this type of asset, what to look for, even talking about your CapEx and how the whole property is going to perform moving forward if you do this type of CapEx. So that's kind of my team. My team was the operations, the realty, and really relied heavily on the mentors. Now, the flip side of that is my financial team. Me as being a lead going after these assets, I don't have $8, $9, $10 million laying around, so we bring in passive investors. And that passive investor team is a very crucial part, which is part of the Lifestyles community.
Why do you enjoy having Lifestyles Unlimited members as a part of your deal, as opposed to anybody else that you could put in your deal?
Yeah, that's a great question. Honestly, it's because even the passive investors have to get an education. They go through passive investor training and multifamily core training as well, and that for me, that's huge. Because if I'm going out and I'm buying a $20, $30, $40 million asset, when we close on that, my focus needs to be 100% on that asset, changing the operations and getting that asset going. I don't want 20, 30 uneducated people asking me basic questions. That, don't get me wrong, I'm happy to answer those questions. But when my focus is taking over a healthy-sized asset, I don't like taking that time away from that and really answering basic questions. So that is one thing that Lifestyles does incredibly well, training the passive investor, which is huge.
I absolutely believe it's a total game changer, because as a passive investor myself, I needed that education to be able to understand the deal flow. You know, I mean, I could look at a spreadsheet and go, la, 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 but until I absolutely understand how that spreadsheet's communicating to me, the numbers at the bottom don't make any sense. Right?
And that's exactly right. And us as leads, we send out communications on a monthly basis. We send out full financials and an analysis of what's going on. And if you didn't have that education, you would be questioning the terminology every month, and that would probably drive a lead insane.
And yeah. I can see that.
Yeah. So it really makes a difference in our organization.
All right. So I'm doing some simple math here, and since I'm a simple guy, that's the only kind of math I'm able to do. I'm estimating it took you 23 years from the time you started investing in real estate till that point where you finally pulled the trigger and said you were retired. So here's the question I've got for you, Mike. Since 2015, until today, how has your net worth improved in relation to that first 23 years?
Let's say a multiple of seven.
Seven.
Yeah, probably.
That's a big number.
There's a lot of zeros on that.
Okay.
I thought I was fairly successful, but I've jumped it up quite a bit since then. You know, and it's multiple facets. The benefit is I'm a passive investor in a lot of these deals, and we've gone through a lot of buying and selling. We've divested a lot of assets, bought a lot more assets. I'm KP on a lot of these deals as well, and obviously I'm a syndicator myself. So this group allows you multiple ways to generate passive incomes and other incomes. It's great. So yeah, it's done quite well. I mean, the single family was one thing, but there is nothing like multifamily. It is a true business.
You know, you use the term KP, and I know what that means, but can you explain to our audience what that is and why it's important?
Sure, absolutely. It's the term KP is a key principle, and what that means is, like I indicated, if I'm going out buying an $8, $10 million asset, $20 million asset, and I don't have that type of money, what you do is you need somebody who does have that type of money as a net worth to sign on that loan. And they basically, they get a portion of what we call an override, which is a profitability for the lead sponsor. And that's really what it is. Somebody who is willing to sign on the line, on the loan with you.
It's probably good to know people that have that kind of net worth so that you can create those relationships with them so that when the time comes and you need a KP, they're there, right?
There is. And this is the interesting thing about our community. There's a lot of people, there's a lot of high net worth individuals in our group. And with the open philosophy of, hey, I'll help you, you help me, here is what my net worth looks like, your net worth, as let's become partners, because your net worth and my net worth, hey, we can go out and buy this $30, $40 million asset together with the rest of our passive group. So it's very open community, and to build those relationships, again, that's part of the team.
So to put it in my former military terminology, essentially you're the Army going in, and that KP is the Marine Corps coming alongside of you as you're advancing on the objective.
That's it. Big gun.
Okay. I love it. What's your five-year goal? Where are you planning to be in the next 5 years?
You know, I will never retire, and I know that's a lot of people's goals, but I've been retired, and I'm bored to death. So my philosophy, my goals is to continue to buy and sell assets, to continue to grow my team, and really the overall philosophy is to give back. You know, in this community has given me a lot. And as long as I'm capable, I will continue to give back.
Did you ever think going into this Lifestyles Unlimited journey that you'd be where you're positioned now?
No, never. Never, in multiple ways. Not only with the amount of income we have, but with the incredible friendships and partners that we've created.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. And hey, Mike, I'm looking forward to seeing you live in person in 2 weeks at our expo. It's going to be up there in your neck of the woods in the Irving Convention Center. And for those of you that are trying to figure out how to do this, just do what Mike and I did. Go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com, get signed up, and let's get you started.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. We'll be right back.
information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.